Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Second Thoughts and Second Chances, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, with Jesus speaking to the chief priests and the elders of the people.
What do you think? A father had two sons, and he went to the first and said, "Go and work in the vineyard today." And the son answered, "I will not." But afterward he repented and went. And the father went to the second son and said the same. And he answered, "I go, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the harlots believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward repent and believe him." Why does Jesus tell this parable? To preach obedience? Not exactly. When the father tells his sons to go work in the vineyard, the first son, the eventual hero of this reading, certainly doesn't make a case for a prompt obedience. "I will not," he says, before changing his mind and choosing to obey. And the second son, although he says the politically correct thing, "I go, sir," shows no obedience at all. Jesus' parable, of course, is about the need to trust, no matter how long it takes us to get there. After he finishes the parable, Jesus cites to the crowd as a positive example the tax collectors and harlots who listened to and believed in the righteousness of John the Baptist. Although looked down on by Israelites, their life-changing trust in John earned them Jesus' praise and a place on the road to God's kingdom before the people to whom Jesus was speaking. Trust is a virtue that makes room for our lack of perfection. Our early education taught us, didn't it, that no matter the subject, we were expected to get it right the first time. So whether stated or implied, wasn't perfection our goal? Actually, no, it wasn't and it isn't. We were not created to be perfect. We were created to be ourselves. Each of us beloved by God and unique out of all creation. We are people who very often don't get it right the first time, but who learn to accept what comes, to trust in what is offered in the sacrament of the present moment. We are creatures of second chances, like the first son in today's reading. We prefer him because we understand him, because he knew whom to trust. But the ghost of misplaced trust needs to be in our world today. So many people obey and call it trust because they are expected to do so, because the important people demand it. That concept reminds me of certain members of the legislature of our American government, the party line members controlled by important people, those who seem to spend little time exploring whom to trust and which decisions will help to bring about the common good. We have all heard political people declare in advance their intentions to work against any legislation brought by the other party, regardless of what it includes. These are the "I will not" people whose trust lies only in obeying orders and foregoing second chances. In today's scriptural version, Jesus uses the word repented when he speaks of the first son's final decision and of the tax collectors and harlots who chose John's righteousness. That blessed word, repentant, that contains within it an awareness of turning from a wrong choice to a right choice, led by trust. Is repentance possible for people who choose to live by the question, how can I serve the important people? Will the question, what is the right thing to do, ever replace it? We can only hope and trust.